Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This week's episode of the Guitar Nerds podcast is sponsored by Celestion and their incredible new Neo 250 copperback speakers. Sacrificing none of the delicious musicality of your favorite Celestions, the Neo 250 copperback is a neodymium speaker that supplies tons of tone without the signature cone breakup immediately associated with the classic Celestion growl. Rated at a monstrous 250 watts, the Neo 250 works together with your amp to provide fantastic dynamics, delivering all the headroom and touch sensitivity you could possibly need. All that at a modest £5, which is, that's like 2.2 kilograms. Check them out at Lean Business in the UK, Tube Amp Doctor in Germany, Algam in France, Eco Music in Italy, Eberloud in Spain, plus gear for Music Toman and Backstrop. And if you're in the US, then you've got retailers like Sweetwater, Musician's Friend AMS, Parts Express, Loudspeakers Plus, and of course Amazon. For more details, check them out, Celestion.com.
Hello and welcome to Guitar Nerds Presents, the first annual Fantasy Guitar Shop Draft 2019. Woo! That's right, you've tuned into a very special episode of the Guitar Nerds Podcast where I have devised a wonderful game for us to play. I'm joined this evening by Joe Branton.
Hello.
Matt Knight.
White Wine Spritzer.
And Jay Cross. I was not expecting you to say that at all.
And you didn't introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'm Mark Packham. Hey, yeah, I used to host this podcast, but now I only do special episodes.
And now you're trying to wing it with a quiz.
Yeah, it's not a quiz. It's a
fun game.
It's a fun game.
It's the real quiz.
So let's get into this quickly. So I was listening to an episode of Waypoint Radio the other day, which is a computer games podcast, and they were doing a fantasy draft where they each played one of the computer game platforms. So one was Microsoft, one was Sony, one was Nintendo, and they were drafting upcoming games to their rosters. So despite, you know, Pokemon coming out on Nintendo, this dude was playing as Microsoft and he's like, do you know what? I'm drafting Pokemon to Microsoft, exclusive to Microsoft. So what I thought would be fun, thought about this for a while, would be a fantasy guitar shop draft using a similar system to they use. So I'll explain the rules. We're each going to pretend that we are a guitar shop owner and we have a certain budget to spend on getting brands into our guitar shop. So what I've said is that we have 200 points to spend each.
Okay.
I'm not assigning a monetary value to it, but I've assigned each brand with a certain amount of points. And that could be based on kind of prestige, you know, how kind of well known they are. And, you know, is it a big selling brand or is it a smaller kind of boutique-y brand, that sort of thing.
Can we call the points credits?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. They're called points. So what we're going to do is we're going to take it in turns to pick from a pool of brands, which all have points assigned to them,
right,
to build our fantasy guitar shop roster.
What about if we pick brands that aren't in your brands?
Well,
can't do that.
No.
Right. So we can. Oh, I didn't realise how big this spreadsheet is.
The list is massive. Yeah. I've put basically all the brands I could think of in there.
You had a busy day.
How many is that? That's like eight.
Probably quite the opposite.
Yeah. So
there are 166 brands here.
Yeah, it's good. There's 166 to choose from. What we're going to do is we're going to take six turns in what is called a snake draft. Now, what a snake draft means is the first person goes, then the second person, then the third person, then the fourth person, and then we go back the other way. So the fourth person then gets another pick.
Oh, I see.
Then the third person, then the second person.
How do we choose the first person? Because doesn't that person have an advantage?
We're doing youngest first.
Oh, hello. Right. Unbelievable.
But that means that you get two on the bounce.
Yeah, you get
does
two.
Does it?
Yes. Old Father Time over there. You get two bites of the cherry.
Because you're old. So, because you're last in out of the four of us, because you're the oldest, so you're going to get two.
First out of the womb, last in this.
Into the doom.
Yeah. So, does everyone understand the rules? We're going to do six regular picks. So, you've got six things that you'll pick in the regular schedule. Then, after the
free for all.
No, it's not a free for all. Okay. After that, it becomes six picks, or you can use your turn to devise a deal with one of the other players in the
game.
Oh,
so we can do, like, so I could sell a brand for an inflated amount of points to, if I wanted to, if one of the guys really wanted
you
them.
Could do that, indeed. Right, okay. And you could put points back into your coffers.
The other thing to bear in mind is in real American sports, because this is obviously, like, taken from how the Americans do stuff.
Right.
What they do is they will trade, as well as players... They might trade, like, picks. So what you could potentially
like plectrums.
Do... No. What you could potentially
that'd be amazing.
Is you could say, for example...
I'll give you my Sharpie.
For example, say I'm Fender, yeah? You could then go, after the sixth round, you go, listen, mate, I've got such great plans. I need Fender, and I can't offer you anything, but I was the last one to go on this time. Next time, I'll give you my first round pick. Are we going that in depth?
We could do that.
Maybe not, because maybe we won't do it again.
Might get confusing. I'm confused already.
Yeah, I've been drinking since midday.
Yeah. Let's not do... I mean, okay. I think if a deal like that comes up and you can say...
You can wing it.
Can
you wing it?
You can wing it, definitely.
Okay. So you can offer non-points-based trades.
Yes.
Right. Like, Joe, if he really wants...
I could offer you a night out.
Or like, you could say, I promise I will go home without my shirt on. Right. I will get a train shirt.
I think the things that you offer have to be on the game board.
Yeah, because I've got no shame. I'd do anything.
Matt's got a question.
Or shirt. You say six turns. What if you blast all your points in four turns?
Then you forfeit your turns for the rest. Up until the trades, because with the trades, you can do... There is one other thing to mention. We all are already assigned a brand, a top brand. So we've got 200 points for the start of the game, but 50
doesn't
of those
seem
points...
enough.
I think it will
seem
be.
Enough.
I think it will be. Because bear in mind, there's a lot of brands here that are only 10 points. So, and we've only
That's what I want. I just want the 10 pointers.
Yeah.
How do you decide the winner?
Well, that's going to be up to the listeners. We're going to put it to the listeners with our rosters of shops, and they're going to decide who won, who had the best lineup.
Question then. If that's the case, then I don't think we should get assigned a starter brand, because that could potentially sway it in people's favour.
No, I might
want to go to Jay's shop because they've got Fender.
Well, bear in mind, Matt, that those brands, once your six regular picks are up, those are on the board. So you could trade those out if you want to. Plus, also worth mentioning, for example, Fender. Fender is split out to Fender, which is already assigned to Jay, but Fender Custom Shop is in the free agency.
True.
So you could have Fender. And Squire is also on the board.
So who is everyone's root brand?
Yeah, so Jay is going first. Jay's been assigned Fender. Matt is going second. He's been assigned Boss.
Best brand ever.
I'm going third. I've been assigned Marshall. And Joe Branton has been assigned Gibson.
Yeah.
So,
are you going to read... I think you should read through some of the hierarchy at the moment, so people have an idea of where we've pitched this.
Okay, so for example, so we've got 200 points to spend total. 50 of those points are already in the brand that you were assigned at the start. So you've got 150 to last your six picks.
Okay.
For the... So that's the first round, basically. After that, you can then trade out, and if you want to swap things around, get rid of your original brand, you can do that to get more points back into your funds. So the brands that are available, I'm not going to read all of them, but for example, 50... There's three categories. 50-point brands are things like Orange, Electro Harmonix, Ibanez, Epiphone, Fender Custom Shop, Gretsch, Music Man, PRS, PRS SE, which is worth mentioning as a separate brand. Then we got the second-tier stuff, 20 points... Ampeg, Ashdown, BC Rich, Chapman, Dean, Empress FX, who else? G&L, Jackson, you know, the kind of, the brands, they're not, you know, they're not like your Fender or Gibson, but they're still you know, well-known brands. And then beneath that, your 10-point brands, you've got things that are less well-known. So you've got things like Anna Sounds, Atkin Guitars, you've got Big Foot Engineering, you've got... what else is on there?
Game Changer,
yeah. And there's also some other brands. Someone like, I put like Hofner as a 10-pointer because, right, you know, I think nice brand to add to your roster. Is it a kind of mid-tier?
Yeah, or
is
are
it
they going to get people
through the door?
Through the door.
And that I think is that's the key thing.
That's the thing.
What's going to get people through
you're
the
gonna
door?
You're going to see... that, right. And this is... So I also think that we should, in anticipation of this, blank draft should go up on the group before the podcast goes out so people can see, have a look at what they're doing, and then...
Yeah, okay, yeah. So what I will do is I will make a duplicate of this spreadsheet.
Yes.
So we've got...
We don't want people seeing the actual thing, obviously, but if people can see what we've started with, and then they can, you know, play along if they want to.
So I'll call that the working sheet. Right. So do we all understand the rules and are we ready to begin?
Is there...
Mark, are you updating the sheet?
I'll update the sheet, yes.
All right, I think we're just to go.
Sheet master.
Having a look through here.
I guess, am a sheet master, indeed.
I guess really there are a couple of strategies. Do you go
Try and tuck people up?
The question is, what sort of guitar shop do you want to be?
Yeah.
And also, do you want to cover all the bases? For example, Ernie Ball Strings.
No, you won't be able to buy bases in my shop.
Well, that's the question. Will there be bases or will there not be
bases? Yeah, I've got Fender, so clearly I've got the best bases.
But do you need another bass brand to supplement that? That's what I'm saying. Oh, and you know, for example, do you want Ernie Ball Strings? Mm-hmm. You know, you might have Ernie Ball Guitars.
Soundbrenner? I'm only going to sell a wearable metronome.
Matt just puts his points in, the 10 points into Soundbrenner, and then gets rid of Boss in the trading round.
Maybe I will make my shop just an accessory superstore.
Well, totally.
You can do that.
You could go down that route. So
I sell exclusively
on
the internet.
Guitar brands on here.
Well, Packham.
Can we name our stores?
I was thinking we should do the name. Maybe we'll leave that till... we're done, because then we'll know what our kind of profile is of the store.
Yeah, okay.
Boutique guitar brands, I did not put on there because most of it's custom order. And I wanted to put on things that you could actually walk into a guitar shop and buy. So that is the reason there's not many. There's a couple, like Fidelity are on there because I know they've got like a bit of a standard range.
Yep.
But yeah, the list of brands would have been pages and pages long
as well. Of course.
So
Jay is making notes.
Of course I'm making notes.
No, you're allowed.
Of course I'm making notes. As soon as I found out what we were doing, I got my pen and paper out.
I've got my eyes on some brands.
One other thing,
yes,
I put forward the motion that if someone wants to add a brand that maybe isn't in the list, can they do that?
I think
we are fixed. That would be my vote.
Because also that could skew your picks. Because someone else might have picked it if it had been on the list, for example.
Sure.
It would have, indeed. Oh. So are we ready to begin the first annual Fantasy Guitar Strip Draft 2019?
But Joe, you know you're going to have to make a... jingle for that.
Oh, sorry, what is it called?
The first annual Fantasy Guitar Shop Draft 2019.
Cool.
There we go, good.
Was there explosions?
I'm just going to... So what I've already done is just taken Mark saying that and like put loads of like reverb on it and a bit of pizzazz.
Good.
Yeah.
He's pizzazzed it up. Yeah. So let's begin. Jay Cross, you're up first. Who are you picking?
Oh, this is pressure.
What are you going to do?
150 points remain. I'd just say no, I've conditionally formatted the sheet. So if you drop beneath the zero... that cell will go into the red. Just so you know.
Oh, you've done some nice formatting.
That's a bit
on
of
the
formatting.
Oh, is this something that you've been working on at home?
Yeah, yeah. I did some of this on Sunday when I was listening.
I just mean like, you know, your Excel training.
Yeah, just learning a bit, you know.
Index and matching. That's what I'm really into.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Can't do that on sheets, but you can on Excel.
Oh, right.
Okay, so what am I going with? Now, this is a difficult first pick because... Yeah. I now don't have another pick for 7 goes.
Oh, can we only pick one thing per go?
Yeah. That's the idea of a draft.
What?
That's how it works.
What did you think?
Just think it'd be a short episode if you just went, I want all them, right, done, yeah.
I'm going to level with you. I have no idea what's happening.
You take it in turns.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just waiting for you guys to ask me.
And you
me.
Do one each.
Yeah.
Okay. I think...
You've got a backup side, Joe. You can't just have a few in mind.
No. I know the 6 I'm taking.
Yeah, but you might not get them.
Yeah, I'll get them.
How do you know that?
Because if I don't get them, I'll trade them.
Okay, fine. If I don't get them, I'll have a tantrum.
No.
I've been very civil. Okay. I think I've got a great advantage with having Fender. and I think I'm gonna.
You're gonna double down.
I'm gonna double down, and I'm gonna go with Squire.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
Oh. I'm gonna go
for 50 points.
For 50 points, I'm Squire. Gonna go with Squire. And I saw you gearing up to take Fender Custom
that
Shop
me.
For me.
That was Joe.
No, that was me. That was me.
I reckon I'm gonna go with Squire.
Okay,
excellent choice.
Trying to be a man of the people.
A company man of the people.
That's 50% of your points now gone.
I know.
Matt Knight, you're up next. Where are you going?
It's tricky.
You could become the pedal boutique, Matt.
Yeah.
Matt's
of that.
Boutique.
He hates pedals now.
Matt's only into PA. Is Mackie on here?
I was going to start a PA supercentre. Probably have a really crappy website and only like update my pedal listings like once every 5 years.
That is how PA centers tend to work.
I'm feeling like some sort of boutique shop, but
ooh,
with some other brands. I'm going to throw one that I don't think anyone might have seen coming. I'm going to go for mayonnaise.
Interesting. That's a 10 pointer, right?
It's
a 20 pointer. Okay, so I've got this list is pretty big. So
you could just do Control F.
That's true. I could just do that. So mayonnaise goes to Matt's shop. Maybe. Hang on. Oh no.
I'm gonna go for a different brand.
I think it's smart. Leave the good brands for me. Jay's Cool Dude Guitar Shop. Emporium.
Right, it's me. So I am going to go for, you know, I've got Marshall. I've got a kind of a stock amp, you know, it's like a rock classic. So I'm going to add a bit of spice to my guitar shop, something that, you know, you wouldn't see in every shop, but something I think fits well with the brand that I'm going for. I'm popping it right in there. I'm going for Reverend, 20 points.
Good shout.
Cool. Thinking, you know, they've got guitars across a wide price range.
Yeah,
they're
fine.
Very cool.
Them.
They're a reason for people to go to the store. Joe Branton, your first pick is...
Oh, it's so difficult because there are like little brands that I want to have.
Because the three brands I wanted have gone.
No, I wouldn't pick any of the things that you people have chosen.
Joe's is just going to be Soundbrenner mono gig bags.
Is Mono on there?
They're on my list. Might be, yeah. Both of those. Are you looking at my notes?
Who's your first pick?
Okay, so I feel like I should go for a big boy. I feel like it's silly to go for a little one this early.
Okay.
And I want something that's going to be broad and palatable, but I also, there's something very specific I want, and I don't want to run the risk of you guys taking that instead. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to yield to that, so I'm going to go Line 6. I'll take Line 6.
Okay, nice. Again, really broad range, because you get the amps, and obviously you get Variax. And you get the Helix stuff. So, yeah, a good pick. Now, because we're playing a snake draft, you've got the next pick.
Oh, of course I do. Oh, brilliant.
There you go, see?
Oh, I like this. This is great. I'll take Yamaha.
Okay.
Nice.
Interesting. Right. Yamaha again.
That is a 50 pointer. So you only have 50 points.
I know. But
you can pick a
else,
maximum of five more things.
I know. That's fine. I know what I want.
Okay. Good. Good.
Now, bear in mind.
Now I've got a massive range of guitars and I've got all the Helix stuff.
Yeah,
I'm happy. If I didn't have another choice, I'm done.
See,
cheers. Joe cheers. Just lifted up his can and,
so Joe's on,
and stood up to leave.
Joe's on, he spent 150
of his 200
points. Yeah,
actually, I'm off. You guys
can
finish this podcast.
I'm going to have a quick look and see. So I want, I've got a decent amp brand. I've got a very good mid-price guitar brand. I need something else to complement it. I'm going for a great pedal brand, a kind of British brand that is in line with the other products that I bought.
Yeah.
I'm going for Origin Effects.
Oh, you're going to Origin.
Yeah.
Wow, that is.
I would have thought
a little
you'd
bit
taken,
out of the left field.
I mean, Origin just do compressors, so I would have
no,
thought
they do
you'd
drives
have gone
as well.
Oh yeah,
they do drives.
Oh yeah, they do the big drive and now a little version of the big drive.
Yep.
I would have thought you'd have gone Thorpey as like a.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a decent choice for that, but yeah, I think Origin. I just really like the kind of build on them, and I think it's an interesting brand. So and it wasn't. It's not a huge amount of money. It's 20 points. I've got plenty left to spend, unlike other people in this race.
It's fine.
Matt Knight, you're up next.
So I'm sort of basing my idea off another shop that I've been to, which was called and it had a lot of sort of out there, not out there brands, but brands that you wouldn't necessarily see or would get lost in a bigger store. And I kind of want to recreate some of that. So I want a cool little hub of interesting things that are different from the big boys out there. And I'm going to go Supro.
Ooh. Oh, very nice. Great amps, great guitars, and pretty solid basses.
Yeah, it's a nice little range.
Very cool.
Definitely, definitely. So, yeah, Matt.
Oh, and great pedals too.
Yeah, yeah. So you've picked up some pedals, you've picked up some guitars, and picked up some amps. I think that's a wise choice. J. Cross, you got two picks.
Two picks.
Oh, is that how this works? You get a double pick now.
Yeah, because it's going back you the other way.
Oh, right. Yeah, because it goes back.
Yes. Yeah.
Because no, it's a snake.
Exactly.
Oh,
that.
My gosh. See.
Are you okay?
It slithers like a snake.
Yes. Slippery little snake.
Snake draft.
Snake draft. Right, okay, yeah. So I am...
You've got 100 points remaining.
I've got 100 points remaining and I've got two picks. So I've got my two guitar brands. Very happy with that. Obviously, with Fender, you also get the amps quality.
Yeah.
Also, broad choice of accessories. I tell you what, the accessory
very
selection.
Very good, yes, very good.
Fender. Brand new cables just came out this year. Yeah. Three very, very
come on, move
reasonably
along.
Priced.
Move along. Nothing to see here.
Cable ranges. Anyway, I am going to go. I've got two to go straight away. I'm going to go. What planet would a J. Cross guitar shop be if you couldn't buy the world's finest and, if I may add, gear of the year 2018 power supply? I am, of course, going with MXR.
Okay, interesting. They are a 20-pointer.
They are.
Let me put those in.
So. I can already see Joe is just like, this is going to be such a boring guitar shop. Yeah, but I tell you what, mate, my turnover is going to be enormous.
I mean, he's just got Gibson, Line 6 and Yamaha. It's not like he's gone for the
boutique. Yeah, he's not going teenage.
And he can only maximum get 5 boutique brands.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, us that are sitting on 110 points still, I could still add 11 more brands if I wanted to my shop.
You could. Yeah.
J-Cross, your second pick on
Second pick. And I know that there's going to be a lot of people out there who are going to think that I'm being boring and being a little bit too predictable. But I've noticed that actually I feel like there's a bit of a steal hiding away there in the 20-pointer. And that is, I'm going to get my Pro Audio in sync. I'm going Roland. Roland for 20 points.
Interesting.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic. Yeah, wow. Thanks very much.
I mean,
much better than the definitely my superior, my favourite part of the Roland Corp is Roland.
It's Roland DG, the digital printer group.
Yes.
Should have put that on there.
Is that part of your company?
Not anymore. It used to be. Roland Digital Group make large-scale 3D printers and... Yeah. General printers.
That's what I want. Is that not what that is?
Yeah. So you can print any guitar
I
that you want.
I can print the Gibson Les Paul that Joe owns, and I'll sell it as a counterfeit.
We'll take you to court, mate.
No, it's fine. No, it'll be a different headstock and different body slightly.
Right. Matt Knight, you're up next.
Yeah, so I've got my eye on a few different brands, and I'm sort of unsure which one to pick. I think I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with a really odd one, but I don't think you see it enough, and I think it will bring people to the store. I'm going to go with Matchless.
Okay.
Nice.
Is that a 10-pointer?
That is actually a 20-pointer.
20-er. So that comes off. So, Matt, so far you've got Boss, Mayonnaise, Supro, and Matchless. Quite an interesting selection there. I can see where these are sort of going. I'm kind of into it. Well, I need to look because
Believe you went with Origin as your third pick.
Yeah,
so
just
random.
Something a bit different.
Random heroes.
Yeah, okay. I just need to have a quick look in the free agency for a moment. Give me a second. Need to find something.
Stag.
That's
down there, Mark.
I'm not going for Stag. Not going for the old Stag.
Stag gag.
Yeah, not
the
it's not
classic
the, it's
stag,
not the stag gag.
Gag.
I'm going to go for. Let's have a look. I'll tell you what. This is very much out of left field. What would a guitar shop be without some great guitar straps? Levy straps, 10 points.
Levy.
Oh, I like it. I like Mark's shop.
The thing is I don't really see... I would need that because, of course, Fender, fantastic straps. Range of straps.
Yeah, yeah.
You just released some quality new weightless straps at the start of the year. But yeah, really good.
Have you
Gibson
got one?
Gibson have released some amazing straps as well, actually.
Have they?
Lovely new range of they're like flowered straps with the... Are you turning my mic off?
Yeah. But have either of them got a bit of gold text on them with a cobra?
Is it actually on?
Yeah, my mic's
it's
on.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Have any of your straps got a bit of gold text with a cobra wrapped around it that just says metal?
Oh, that's true. No, they don't.
Well,
no, they don't.
My shop does now, so there we go. Joe Branson, you got two picks. Bear in mind, you've got 50 points left.
I need to get some amps going on here, really, because whilst the Helix is absolutely fantastic, I feel like I do need some amplifiers. And I realise you've separated off Ampeg, which I think is a bit unfair.
Why? But why is it unfair?
It's a separate Yamaha
brand.
Yeah.
Well, so it's Line 6. You didn't moan about that.
Yeah,
and so Fender Custom Shop and Squire are all in separate accounts. Yeah, so is Gretsch and EVH.
Fine. So,
and Jackson and Charvel.
I could just, if I took the Gibson Custom Shop, you wouldn't have to ask me anything else for the rest of this podcast, which would be cool. But I need to get some decent amps in. So I'd like to get Hampstead Soundworks on board.
Okay, interesting. Are they a 20 pointer?
They're a 10 pointer.
10 pointer.
I'm using
that
my points.
Yeah, that is a really good shout, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a bit of a bargain. Let me pop that in your thing. Okay, so you got 40 points left, mm-hmm. and you got another pick.
Well, I really would. I've got there's an effects brand I really want. There's a boutique guitar company I really want, but I still feel like I don't have a bass amp brand on there, and seeing as I've got sort of Yamaha on board and the Helix and everything and all those great Gibson basses, I really should have a decent bass amp brand, so I'd like to take Hartkey as well, please.
Okay, nice. I thought someone was going to pick Hartkey, because I think 10 points is actually a bit of a steal, because they're a well-known brand.
Billy Sheehan. I've got, because the Helix comes with Billy Sheehan presets now. It's got his Pierce preamp in it.
Yep.
So I've got the Helix for that. I've now got Hartkey, which is the amps he runs through. And I've got Yamaha, which is the Billy Sheehan signature
basically
bass.
You're just being the building the Billy Sheehan guitar shop.
There is.
Basically,
that's
enjoy your customer yourself.
Yeah.
oh, yes. I can call it Sheehanton Guitars. It's a mix of Sheehan and Branton.
That's awful.
Sheehanton. So bad. So bad. Why are you accentuating the Hanton?
Sheehanton.
Oh, is it because Shanton doesn't sound
Branton
very good?
Yeah. Sheehanton guitars.
I'm
anyway,
not sure where
I'm
you're
done.
Really going with this. I am going to
Billy Bow.
I'm going to pick up.
Wait, is it your go?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because it's
snakes back.
Oh,
yes.
Right. Yeah.
God, how many times? So do you know what? I'm going to pick up something that I feel is a little bit of a steal. Where are they? I'm going to go for. Because I've got Marshall, so I've got a great amp brand.
Absolutely.
But what I'm going to do is pick up a boutique amp brand. I'm going to go for Milkman Amps for 10 points.
That was my one. I will trade you for that.
Well, we'll see.
Can't do that. I'll trade you. I'll trade you Fender.
I'll give you Gibson.
Not yet. You can't do it yet. We're not into
Fender
that round.
Squire.
We're not into that round yet.
I really want
just
it.
Just literally anything to stop him getting it. Matt Knight, it's your choice next.
Yeah, so I'm deciding between, I don't know whether I need more guitars or more pedals.
Well, Moore only make pedals, so
No, they don't. They make little amps.
True.
It's done you
if
there.
I want that.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to go for, just in the theme of my virtual shop here, you know, and the kind of guitars that I'm picking and the kind of big brands that are out there, and I want something that's like that, but not quite that. And I'm going to go for Eastman guitars.
Oh, that is a
what
good
an
shout.
Excellent call. Oh, what a great selection. I mean, Mayonnaise is a bit left field. I don't mean they're bad. I think they're great guitars. I just mean a bit left field on your shop. But you've got Boss, Supro, Matchless, and now having Eastman. That's a really good shop, Matt.
Mayonnaise also, if you wanted to, you could do a custom order, but they do a whole range of awesome stuff straight out of the box.
That's a good shout. Right, and let me put Eastman in your
fantastic
shop.
Fantastic shop, Matty.
There we go. Jay Cross.
That's me. That's my name.
Two picks.
So one thing I have noticed here is you do appear to have listed the company Proco under the name Rat.
Yeah.
Which, you know, fair enough.
I pulled these brands from a certain local guitar shop's website and it was listed as Rat.
I was
Proco.
Thinking about going for... That's good. You've kind of caught me a little bit here because I was like, yeah, it'll come to me. It'll be fine. And I'm struggling a bit. I mean, I do like the...
You're a little bit mainstream, your shop.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. And I do like the idea of having... And this isn't really going... But I'm a little bit mainstream.
Right.
you know,
that is true.
In all seriousness, I am quite mainstream when it comes to the stuff that I'm into. So I was thinking about going, you know, still sticking with the mainstream thing and going Rickenbacker. But the problem is, you know, we all know that just getting stock is just so difficult.
I mean,
you know, you can have a 330 on order for 2 years before it will come in. Let's not even talk about 4,000 threes, you know, unless you want it in Maple Glow, maybe Jet Glow.
Jet Glow's the best color.
I want it in Blue Boy. Anyway,
Blue Boy, what a colour.
Blue Boy, great colour. Fantastic. So anyway, so what have we got? So I've got Fender, Squire, MXR and Roland. I think that's quite cool, but like you say, it is a little bit vanilla. I do appreciate that.
You could get Gretsch. Oh no, you don't have enough points. Oh no, you do.
I do have enough points. I just don't want it.
That's a lot of points to sink into Gretsch.
It is.
Yeah, I guess so. It is. Gretsch you should have probably put on as like a 30 pointer.
There's no, it's 50, 20 or 10.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I didn't want to go in between. It would just be too much.
Right.
The in-betweeners.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm going to try and go, do I want to go? Or maybe I do want to just keep it a little bit mainstream because, you know, at the end of the day, people have got to come in and they've got to buy their strings, haven't they? They've got to get their power supplies. Who's going to send them a carbon copy if I'm not? Yeah, I tell you who. Yeah. Nobody.
No, exactly.
That is true. That's how this game works.
They'll have to buy the DM2W from Matt.
Oh, don't you... Ridiculous.
Just down the road in my store that I haven't named yet.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to say the name of the town.
Well, I mean, you know, you can always get a Helix from Sheehanton Guitars.
I think Billy Bow is a better name for the shop.
Oh, yeah, Billy Bow. Billy Bow Guitars.
Billy Bow Shanton.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Okay, so, yeah, where are we? I've got two great guitar brands, great pedal brand. I think I need another amp. That's the thing. I think I need another
Fender though.
I know. That's
and Roland, don't forget you got Blues Cubes.
Yeah.
Blues Cubes, yeah.
They're good enough for The Cure. They're good enough for you.
You're right.
He uses Cubes. That's true. They've got normal Roland. Yeah. You've got Roland Cubes, not just Blues Cubes.
Yeah, a Blues Cubes boss.
JC.
No, Blues Cubes are Roland.
JC120 quality.
Matt's got katanas.
J-Cross 120.
You've got some great amps already.
I know.
I'd say between Fender and the Blues Cubes.
Maybe I want another pedal brand then. Maybe I want another pedal brand. Okay, so I've got two to choose from here, don't I? I'm going to go, and I know that this is just me being a little bit vanilla again, but they're bloody great. Give me that Strymon.
Yeah, nice.
Very vanilla chinchilla, but
but
it's a great
fine.
Shop. It's a great shop.
It's a great shop, and yeah, sure, it may not be the sort of place where you know people who look like you are going to come in and spend 4 hours.
That look like me.
Yeah. Coming in, twiddling their mustache, twiddling some knobs, and then walking away without buying anything because they criticise the fact that I don't have this week's flavour of the month, or you know, so to speak.
Well, you've got a chance to pick up another one right now, so you could go for something more Joe Branton-esque.
Double down.
Well, I don't really want people like that coming into my shop, to be honest with you. You know, the hipster riffraff.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, you know, good. I'm glad that we're all on the same page. Cool. So let me have another little look. So what do I need? The problem is what I want is just loads of accessories, and I'm really drawn towards the fact that Shub is a brand upon itself, but I can't just get a capo brand.
Yes, you can.
No.
They don't just make one capo, though. They make many capos.
Do you know who else makes many capos?
Fender, probably.
Thank you very much. There we go. So I think what I'm going to do is I am going to go for another little... I think this one is maybe just sitting out there a little bit by itself, and... Oh, no, I've got them mixed up.
Soundbrenner.
It's only a matter of time. How many points has Joe got left?
So I am going to go for where is it? It's another 20 pointer, and you're gonna think this is so boring, but they've got some absolutely quality stuff coming out, especially if the internet rumors are to be believed, and fingers crossed the companies they are emulating or, you know, are inspired by, don't get too happy with the old...
Go on then.
I'm going to go with Behringer.
Okay, interesting. You get a lot of stuff with Behringer.
Broad product range. Really excited for that new innovative synth that they've got coming out that doesn't look like anything else I've ever seen.
Good. So just to run down your brands, you've got Fender, Squire, MXR, Roland, Strymon and Behringer.
Yeah.
A very interesting mix. Matt Knight, you're up next. Matt Knight.
Matt, you were
cool.
Up
so
next.
While you guys have been talking, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, sorry, you just didn't say anything. You said yes. Right, fine. So while you guys have been talking, I've been scrolling through the brands, and I'm I'm going to go for a brand that brings in a lot of hype, and they've always got a lot of cool stuff, and they're always doing lots of cool stuff, and they're not too expensive.
You're going for game
on
changer.
The old list here. No, I'm going to go for Keeley.
Ooh. Nice.
Keeley's
I'm
going to
bring
some
more pedals in, but they've always got loads of great pedals, loads of great custom colours. You know, I mean, Keeley's releasing like a new pedal every week, it seems, at the moment. So I think it's nice to keep that sort of new stock rolling in and a bunch of new pedals to try all the time. So yeah, I'm going to go cool. Keeley.
Do you know, I'm feeling a little light on effects right now, and I'm feeling that I need to bring in a big hitter in the effects game.
Yeah.
I'm going to recruit the boys at Wampler for
very
my
nice.
Shop.
Ooh, very nice.
Real solid. You know what? I was thinking there's a few others on there that are a little bit more esoteric, ones that you don't see everywhere, but I was just thinking I want someone who's a bit of a rock in the effects game. And Wampler, every pedal they
the
release...
Rock.
Yeah, it's the rock. Yep. No. Every pedal they release is really good, and they do everything. They do tons of drives, there's yep. modulation, there's reverb, there's fuzz, there's... So Wampler are coming on board.
I'll tell you what, that leads up to great event possibilities as well. Maybe get Brian over.
Yeah.
Bring some
thing. Yeah, you got to think about who the endorsees are.
Bring some people into the shop. Maybe Brian and Blake could do a podcast in there.
That sounds good.
I'll tell you what, that bring a couple of people in.
This fantasy guitar shop that we're thinking about. Joe Branton, you've got 30 points and 2 picks.
Yes, I do.
Choose
and
wisely.
This is the end of my choices. I'm going to spend them all. Because I, just like you, feel that with my current lineup, Gibson, Line 6, Yamaha, Hampstead and Hartke.
Bear in mind, after this round, there's 6 more potential picks or trades.
Oh, are there?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. Well, that's cool. I'll be kind of done after this. There are a couple more.
Like you said, or, you know, you don't have to trade with one of us. You can return things to the free agency.
Yeah.
So you could return Gibson
will.
If you don't want it to get to free up 50 points.
I do like them, but it is a lot of points spent. My last 30 points with my next two goes, I too feel that I need to get some more effects going on, because whilst the Helix is fantastic, certainly not for everyone. I want to get a broad effects brand in there, as people like MXR, Boss, Wampler are all gone. And due to my limited points, I'm going to spend 20 points on Walrus Audio.
Nice,
because
good shout.
Like, great, wonderful boutique-style pedals, but they're a slightly larger company, so they have a massive range of stuff. Really interesting pedals, as well as being sort of well-respected. Of course, you've got 2 effects returns on a Helix as well, so, you know, you can introduce...
So you're going to basically upsell people every time you sell a Helix. Just buy... You should just get all the Walrus stuff
as
well.
A couple of
add-ons. And then...
You've got 10 points left.
Yes, and I feel that I should have a super high-end guitar brand, so I'm going to take Fidelity.
Oh, very, very nice indeed. They are 10-pointer. Let's find them there. Very good indeed. So you're basically locked out for... So that was the beginning of round 6. So we've got 1 pick each before any potential trades happen.
Yeah.
So your brands are locked so far at Gibson, Line 6, Yamaha, Hampstead, Hartke, Walrus Audio and Fidelity. Not a bad
question.
Little store. Yes.
Yeah.
Question. If you've got points left at the end...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The rounds.
Yes.
When it swaps, can you spend those points
you can
on
indeed.
Additional brands?
You will see that the third component to this is round spent on leftover points. So if you've got any points left over, yes, you can indeed You can buy stuff from the free agency.
Okay, very nice.
Cool. I'm going to do one a little bit out of left field because I realise I basically don't have any coverage for acoustics. Like, Reverend don't make them. That's basically the only guitar brand I've got right now. So while it's still there, I'm going to pick up something that is not a lot of money that I like a lot, and I shall tell you why. For 10 points, I'm going to take Atkin Guitars because they are they're fairly local to us. I think they're like... I want to say not
was it Cambridge?
Maybe they are Cambridge.
Yeah, I think it was Cambridge.
And they make very like high end but not expensive versions or like guitars inspired by like Martins, Gibson, and they do the whole kind of broad spectrum of like vintage acoustic style guitars. And those are the kind of acoustics that I like.
Were Atkin the ones that were doing the Ed Sheeran?
No, that's Loudon. Yeah.
That's Ed Sheeran.
Right.
Yeah, they're called Sheeran by Loudon, actually. Yeah. But, so Atkin, do like a really nice sort of J45 style.
Yeah, really nice, light relic, sort of lacquer checked. Older. Yeah, very nice. Oh, I like your truth. That's a good window brand right there.
Totally that. And, you know, just something for...
If you've got the, like, proper protection in the window,
of
though.
Of course.
Yeah. I hope you left points aside for... fixtures and fittings.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's what you spend your last points on. Joe's got nothing, so he's just basically a market
stall.
Joe's just turned up with a transit van and a wallpaper and table.
I mean, I don't think that's that dissimilar to how a lot of guitar shops in the UK started.
That is true. Matt Knight, you're up next. You've got 50 points left. This is the last of the regular picks.
Cool. I think I've already made my pick, actually. Basically, I'm thinking a lot about what I've already got. So I've got Boss, so you've got Katana and a bunch of effects, which is great. Mayonnaise doing guitars and basses, so I've got basses covered there as well. Supro doing some sort of nice retro stuff and some basses and some cool amps. Matchless doing more of the high-end thing. Eastman doing a little bit of the kind of custom shoppy sort of Gibson-y sort of thing. And then we've got Keeley doing a bunch of the boutique pedals. And I'm like, I need an amp brand that's not too expensive that sits in the middle of everything that I've got. So I'm going to go for Victory.
Nice, really good pick. Okay, for 20
because then you cover everything from little lunchbox heads all the way up to sort of bigger combos, and there's some good artist endorsements in there as well. That should bring some people through the door.
Definitely, that is a really, really solid pick. Actually, yeah, I like it a lot. Jay Cross, you've got one pick, and then we start. Then we go into the trading and or picks phase. You can use your turn for just a straight pick, or you can use it to return something to the free agency and then pick something else.
Does Jay still get two?
He does. Because this is
one of them's a flexi pick.
Yes, the second one is a flexi pick.
Flexi pick, okay. So I can. Yeah, that's when we can start. Yeah,
that's like a point 50
doing deals on that.
Sorry,
a flexible pick. Yeah. Is what he's saying.
That's a good joke. I like it. It's an accessories-based joke. I really like that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had a two-hour meeting this morning about plectrums. It was very good.
Sounds great.
It was actually, I tell you what, very
fun.
Yeah, it was really good. I did enjoy it. Okay, so yeah, I'm just looking at what I've got and what I'm missing. And I do need to kind of put myself out there a little bit and think about who I'm not pulling in. You know, I've got Fender, I've got Squire, great, fantastic guitars, fantastic amps. There's a lot going on there. It's a very broad church, great stuff. MXR, cool, utilitarian, interesting. You know, maybe not the flirtiest pedal brand in the world, but great stuff.
Oh yeah, you've got every bass covered there.
Strymon, fantastic, high end, love it. But only pedals, you know, and power supplies, but that's fine. Roland and Behringer, again, both very broad churches. Got my PA covered, got my Pro Audio covered. I'm going to have no problem bringing in those dorks.
Yeah, this is good. This is like, you're very much a Jack guitar shop or Janderton's.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. Okay, so I think for my last main,
Jay Cargo Music Exchange.
The thing is I could go one of two ways. I could kind of go with a kind of metal-y guitar brand, maybe a Jackson. I was looking for Kiesel, but Mark didn't put them in.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine. I could go for someone like that or an Ibanez. I can't go for Ibanez. It's too much money. But I think I've kind of...
Sorry, too many points.
What did I say?
Credits. Too much money. Too many credits.
Points.
Too many points. Too many points. Too many points. But yeah, I think that ship has sailed. Yeah. And I think I just need to accept that I'm not going to be a metal guitar shop.
Wait, have we got to consider shipping?
No, we do not have to consider
shipping. Okay, fine.
Why, are you going with Dean? Is that your next one? So I think what I'm going to do is I want another good kind of premium brand.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I want something that's a bit of a broad church.
But you've only got 20 points
to spend. Which is why I feel like hidden all the way down the bottom there, a bit of a steal at only 10 points is Morgan Amps.
Oh, yeah. I was going to pick that one
up. I was choosing between Morgan and Hampstead.
I think Morgan is a good shout because, you know, again, you've got all of the good stuff. You've got those loud, big, classic amps. You've got the kind of small boutique-y type stuff. You've also got, I don't think of what Defender do that's cabs, not much in the way of cabs. And of course, there's more pedals there as well. And again, you kind of inspired me by talking about artist endorsees. I think there's got some good stuff in there. So, and they're very classy looking. You know, good. You can't get away from that.
Into it. So you get another pick. So now the trades are open.
Yeah.
You could ask to trade with one of us, or you could return anything you've picked.
So here's a question.
Swap now, just out of the?
So for example, I could say to Joe, look, I know how much you love Morgan, and you know, really, your guitar shop. It's going to be a bit embarrassing if you don't have Morgan, that classic brand.
Do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you wanted to, I would trade that for Gibson.
So at that point, Morgan then becomes a 50-pointer.
And Gibson becomes
a 10-pointer. And then obviously that will put Joe into the red, so he'll have to shuffle some stuff around.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just we've spent our money, and so what that means is you can't buy any more.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
But you can continue to trade.
We can swap stuff with the available list.
Yeah, but I think you should have to finish within 200 points.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Mm. So
you've got to finish within 200 points.
To me, Gibson, say, is only worth 10 points. For Joe, Morgan, he realises his mistake and he's gone, what did I do? I can't believe I didn't choose it. That's worth to him now 50 points.
I see.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Now
we swap the prices around. At that point, Morgan becomes a 50-point thing in Joe's shop and Gibson becomes a 10-point thing in your shop.
Mm. Oh, no, okay.
But that means that he'd end up with a premium.
I was hoping to get Gibson and then flip it.
Well, and maybe
send it back out into the ether.
I don't know about that rule, because that means that if that happened, Jay would end up with Gibson, but still inside of 200 points.
Well, yeah,
which seems unfair.
Well, yeah, but you've made that choice because you want Gibson so much.
Oh, I see.
He wants Morgan so much. Sorry,
Maybe Jay's speaking sense.
Anyway, so Jay, you've got to make your first choice. Again, you can return something to the free agency. You can pick something else from the free agency.
Yeah.
Or you can propose a trade with one of the other nerds.
So I've got how many? I've got 20 points left. No, 10 points left.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I had 20. That's fine. I've got 10. I don't think the thing is just looking at your shops, they all look crap. So my shop is clearly the front runner at the moment. So I don't think I need to sully myself by even entertaining the thought of swapping some of my cool brands for some of your crap.
You could also do a buy, because don't forget the last round is spend any leftover points. So after six turns, you could say you could not participate in this round at all.
Yeah.
And you could then say, okay, I'm just going to hoover up something for 10 points, whatever's left at the end. If you're totally happy with your selection.
I think I'm going to choose another. So I'm just going to have a quick look. So I think we're all down to more or less the dregs, except for you, who still has 60 points.
Yes.
You could still make one big purchase.
Yeah, I know.
That's really interesting. So I'm just going to, just so that people are aware of where we're at, just going to read some of these 10-point brands, because there's quite a lot. Is that all right if I do that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So we've got Aguilar, Alexander, Anna Sounds, Bare Knuckle, Copper Sound, Crowther.
Yeah.
They only make two pedals.
I know.
The hotcake and the prunes and custard.
Pedals. Yeah.
And the double hotcake
as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, three. Okay. Fair enough. EMG, that's maybe a shout. Floyd.
Love EMG.
Floyd, I notice you've got Floyd Rose and Wilkinson in there. Which...
If you need some hardware, where are you going to go?
Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to worry about that because I've got Fender and we have an enormous range of spare parts available.
Sure, but how many of them were designed by Trevor Wilkinson?
Don't you own Bigsby now?
Kind of, but I'm gonna be open with you.
Mm. If
if Gretsch and EVH and Charvel and Jackson and Custom Shop don't count as Fender, then Bigsby shouldn't count as Fender as well.
Fair.
It's a separate brand within the FMIC family, so I'm not gonna
do that. Gibson used to own Bigsby?
I don't know.
I think they did at one point. Okay, so I've got one more go, and Just having a look through
just
here.
Some picks on these tens. Headrush is still on the table. Hofner is still on the table. Mm. You get guitars and bass with Hofner. So
Hofner, maybe that is a good shot. Burns,
yeah,
still on
Burns
there.
Is still on the
classic
table for 10
British
points.
Made guitar company.
Sharp Capo still 10 points. Oh, still
Evo.
I don't need to, I'm not sure about
we're
Evo.
Gonna have to start putting some time limits on these answers if we're gonna get through this.
How far in are we? How many minutes are we in roughly?
We've got a quarter of an hour left.
Okay, fine. It's gonna be fine.
Okay, I am gonna go for my final pick.
Is this a pick? I thought this is a trade.
No, it could be either, Matty.
Oh my god! I'm gonna go one last go. Dark Glass.
Oh, nice. All right, big shout. 10 points.
I'm going after those
Dark
those
Glass
bass idiots.
Yeah. I was talking about them on an episode of Bar Chords the other week, and I called them Dark Star no less than four times.
The brewery.
Yeah. When I listened back through, I was like, cool.
Matt Knight, you got 30 points left. What are you picking? Or are you going to return something to the free agency?
No, because I haven't had six picks yet.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, Seth. Yes, I have. Sorry. I was like, what? What's going on? I'm so confused on the numbers here. I think I've already picked my... Have I already picked my next brand?
Only you can answer that one, Matty.
You got 30 points left.
Do I want more pedals? I've already got quite a lot of pedals. I've got some cool ones with Supro, with Keeley, with Boss. I'm going to go for another guitar brand, and I'm going to go for something, again, just because I think it fits in with the vibe and then gives me a whole range of modern and vintage-style instruments. I'm going to pick up Sur.
Oh, nice. That's
good shout.
And
yeah,
I also make some great pedals
shop.
As well.
I'm really into Matt's shop.
Yeah, I considered Sur. I thought it was a good shout.
Matt's got my favourite shop at the moment.
20
what
points.
What are you talking
about? Sur.
You've not been paying attention to Michael's shop.
Okay.
Who's Michael?
I realise that I basically only sell Reverend guitars, and I've probably got more guitar straps in stock than I have guitars right now by over having Levies and not having Reverend. So I'm going to pick
Wait,
up...
you sell Atkins?
Yeah, they're acoustic. They're not real guitars. I just had them because, you know, got to have something for them, sort of like older boys that love acoustics. I'm going to go for 20 points, Chapman guitars, because they do a whole range. They do from cheap to super expensive.
Yep.
They also do stuff that looks like a Tele and stuff that looks like an Explorer.
And the Les Paul Junior-y one that they released a little while
and
ago.
And Les Paul Junior-y one. So 20 points, I'm going Chapman
Very
guitars.
Very good. Very nice.
Good
nice
shout.
Purchase.
Good shout.
Joe Branton, you've got no points left.
No, so I can trade something.
You can either trade with one of us or you can return one of your brands to the free agency and then spend those points. But you
Right. Can I do that in one go, though?
Yes, you can.
Right. Okay, fine. In which case, I only need to do one more thing. Okay. And then you can. I'm done then. Can I trade Gibson?
Thought you would say that.
And I would like to take Music Man
because
I want a window brand, and with Music Man comes a great custom shop, as well as like a fantastic standard range. Because the custom shop's not differentiated.
No, I don't agree with that. I think
Music Man is. All one thing.
The Ball Family Reserve, I think, is a totally different...
That is included.
Totally different kettle of fish.
So it's fine. Obviously, I didn't see if Sterling were on the list, but I'm fine not having them. Like, I just think Music Man as a brand, it gives me all of those fantastic Valentine's, St. Vincent's, Stingrays.
I'd just like to point out
that... Strat Alternative, and then
wonderful...
Excuse me?
What did you just say to me? I'd just like to point out that Sterling is not on the list. Mark Packham, you
that's
idiot.
Fine. That's fine.
But let's say Music Man just includes
Music Man
USA.
But what a wonderful brand. I've got all my glitter finish things and my like taxi yellow Stingray in the window, sort of glitter blue bongo and, you know, a silver sparkle St. Vincent. All of that's in the window. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. So I feel like I need to pick up some more. So I've got Reverend. I've got... Chapman, I feel like I need to pick up another...
I think you need another guitar brand, I've got to be honest.
I do. I feel like I'm light on guitars, but how many I've got?
So you've got 40
points
left. 40 points
left.
So to read through some of those... So in terms of guitar brands, let's have a look at guitar brands that are in there. So you've got BC Rich, Charvel, Dan Electro might be a good shout, Dean, Duesenberg.
Yeah.
So I was in Anderton's a couple of weeks ago and I was having a look. Some of the Duesenbergs in there look absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
Very nice. They're pretty pricey, but they're very nice. Duesenbergs.
ESP, EVH.
Yeah.
Friedman also make guitars as well.
And ESP
but
is
I've got
a
Marshall,
great choice.
So do
yeah, you probably can't do both. It's probably in the contract.
ESP's not a bad bet for you to get like a
ESP's
really super
a good shout.
ESP's really broad range of guitars.
Is a good shout. PV. Get some, you know, cool stuff.
ESP, I'm basically building a metal shop. I've got Marshall, I've got Chapman, I've got
Shergold are still there.
Reverend.
I kind of feel like you need an amp brand.
Do you know what I might actually go for? Because they cover. I just really like them, and they cover like modern stuff and like more shreddy stuff. Charvel, I think I'm going to add to the shop. I feel like I'm going for some brands that you don't see everywhere. I mean, you see Charvel everywhere, but obviously, you know, they're always with kind of the Fender stuff, and they maybe get a bit overlooked. I'm going for some brands that I think are just solid.
I tell you what,
Charvel, Chapman, Wampler.
I just think yours is just a bit disjointed as a shop.
Yeah. It is a bit sort of all over the place. I think you've...
I shouldn't have gone for Levy's.
I think Origin is maybe a bit Origin, weird one.
Levy's, Origin and Milkman sort of sit off with the rest of your choices.
I definitely want
three fantastic brands. It's just like a...
I'm not sure I would have gone with Levy's that early. I
know,
be honest.
It was my fourth pick. My third pick. Yeah, maybe not. Okay, well, so I've gone for Charvel. Matt, it's you. You've got 10 points left. Or you can return something to the free agency.
Matty's choices so far have all been 20 pointers.
I noticed that.
I'm into it. I think it's cool.
I was like, do I send something back or do I grab something for 10 points?
Another 20 pointer?
Yeah, well, basically, that was kind of what I was thinking.
You've only got 10 points left.
There's a good brand at 10 points. Two good brands I'm thinking at 10 points, and one is a solid seller, and I think would be always popular. And for 10 points, I'm going to go for Eventide.
Nice.
Eventide.
Because I think that adds to the effects range that I've got.
The Eventide song.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think I've got a really solid range of effects, amps, and cool guitars.
Yeah, I think you've got a really great shot, Matt. It was a good choice.
I just need a little coffee bar, you know, some magazines. Put a barber in there, you know, really.
Oh, have a little barber.
Jay yeah, Cross.
10% off with every Boss pedal.
It's nice. Jay Cross.
That's me. So I'm starting to think, do I want Behringer?
Okay.
Do I need Behringer? In this day and age.
When you think you've got those Fender pedals, they're not too much money. I mean, they're a lot more than Behringer.
Yeah,
but not
I kind
too
of feel...
More.
No, are the Behringer pedals still out there? Or is it under the TC brand?
No, they're still out there.
Okay. See, that wasn't where my head was at when I went with Behringer to begin with. I went with Behringer because I was thinking...
PA.
You've got to have somewhere for the PA to go.
You've got to try and get people through the door.
I'm not sure Behringer's the company.
I don't think, but yeah.
Until those synths come out, and even then, I'm not sure.
20 points, mate.
I think it's too much.
Points are a lot of good. There are a lot of good 10-pointer brands that you could have to sort of.
Oh, I could go double. Can I swap one for two? Surely I can't. Can I?
Can you swap one
if
for
I,
two?
When I swap
if
a 20
he gives
for
back
two
a 20,
tens.
Can
no,
he take two
no,
tens?
No, you can do two things on this turn. You can put something back, and then you can take one thing.
Yeah.
So points are regardless as long as they're the same as or less than.
You basically can never go below zero.
What I'm saying is he can't put back a 20 pointer and take a 50, but he can't
put back a 20 and take two tens.
Yeah, right. Fine. Yeah. So do I need Behringer? I'm not sure that I need Behringer. I've got Roland for my PA stuff.
Put it back.
I think I need to put it back, and I think I need to
BC Rich, mate.
I mean, I also don't think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, being genuine.
I mean, it's
so Behringer's going back.
I think Behringer's going to go back.
Behringer's back in the free agency. You've got one pick left.
Behringer's back. The question now is, do I go for another cool mid-price brand? I mean, Stagger up there. Oh, baby.
No, I don't. There's no advantage.
No. I mean, you basically, if you were to put Stag in your store, you get everything. They do guitar stands, music stands,
guitars.
Gig bags,
does
some
get
guitars,
people,
acoustics.
Does it get people through the door?
No, that's the thing. I think it depends where your shop's going to be. You know, are you on a cool high street in the center of a city?
Well, I mean,
or are you out in the sticks?
Depends what kind of shop you're building.
Slough?
What are you building? What is this enterprise that you're putting together?
What I want is somewhere for cool people to come in and
buy you
not
coffees.
Spend much time, but spend a lot of money.
Okay, fine. Well, you know, keep... So Behringer's back. What are you going to go for? You've got 20 points left.
Oh, gosh. Do I need a bit more time to think about it?
I mean, you don't have any.
You could make a buy on this round.
Don't have any time really.
If you can pass on this if you want.
No, I tell you what I'm going to do. 20 points. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's so hard. I am going to go for, I'm going to go straight. I'm going to go, ow, that hurt actually. oh, I was really just hoping it was going to come to me. People through the door.
People through the door. Think about it. People through the door.
People through the door.
People through the door. Mesa Boogie. Old Blood Noise. JHS. These are all like great brands. Like really broad.
Earthquaker. Hit
there
me.
You go. That's oh, what a wonderful choice.
That's what I need. Earthquaker.
Earthquaker devices. So you have
I
now.
I didn't realize it was still there. It was actually
again, spent the, all of your points.
That's it. That's fine. Okay. No, I'm happy. Sorry so, about that, everyone.
Matt Knight, you're up. You've got no points remaining.
So I'm going to open my doors. I'm going to cut the ribbon and go, that's it. I'm done.
Fine.
I've got my perfect guitar shop. Matt, that is it. That's
oh,
exactly
what I didn't
even
think about that. Strong. He's got the head start on us. Yeah, people can start coming into his shop early. This is like theme park world.
I'm going to have a coffee machine and people can come in. They can hang out all day. We play ambient noises through cool guitars. We've got amps. We've got Boss pedals. What more do you need?
Speaking of theme park world, I am also, I'm going to serve coffee, but I'm going to make sure there's actually loads of caffeine in there so people are very
Moving
quick.
The shop faster.
I'm also going to sell chips and they're going to be really salty so that people then also need to buy drinks.
I'm going to get loads of people crisps. In my store and then chips I'm going to take the door off so people can't leave.
just put them all in the swimming pool and then take the steps away. Yeah. Right, okay. So I know we're running out of time, so I'm going to speed through mine. I'm going to put levies back in the
that's gonna leave you with 30 points.
That's fine. I've got a plan, don't worry about it. Levies is going back. I am going to take JHS pedals. Boom.
Good shout.
For 20 points.
Nice. Great decision.
I'm gonna pop those in there, so I've got
and
10
that's
points
it. That's
left.
The finish then.
No, I've still got
that,
10 points left.
That's the end, I think.
Oh, you've got
it?
So many good 10 pointer brands that you
I know
could, you could add
Joe
here.
Branton, you've got no points left. Do you need to do anything else?
Oh yeah, it's my go. No. My doors are open. Bar is open. Okay. We only serve gin.
I am pissed.
Am I the only person with points left?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to return Origin Effects to the pool, leaving me with 30 points, and I shall tell you for why. I'm going to bring in Dan Electro Guitars, 20
yep,
points.
Good shout.
Boom. So cool. I've got two amp brands, Marshall.
Mark saved his shop at the last.
I've got Marshall.
Yeah, I think so.
I've got Marshall. I've got Milkman. So you've got your regular stuff. You've got your boutique stuff. Guitar brands. I've got Reverend, Dan Electro, Atkin, Chapman Guitars, and Charvel.
Some great stuff.
You've got effects. Acoustic to metal there.
Yeah, exactly. I've got effects. I've got Wampler, and I've got JHS, and I've got 10 points left to spend on a brand, and I am going to go for... let me get the 10 pointers up here. I am going to go for... God, there's a lot of great things left on this list.
So many good ones.
There's a lot of great things
You've
left.
Not got any bass representation?
Don't care.
Really?
Okay. all you need is a P bass, and they sell those in Jay's shop, so it's fine.
Bass amp. I was going to say you could pick up Eden for 10 points.
No, I'm okay.
Why don't you go for something flamboyant and take Game Changer?
I'm not going to go Game Changer. I'm going to go for...
I like Joe's suggestion of you've got to get people through the door. You have to think about what are people going to travel for. People aren't going to travel for Floyd Rose, let's be honest. Like,
that's
it's
true.
Good if you, it's good if they've got
true.
It.
Do you know what I'm going to go for? To round out my pedals that I've got... I am going to go for... I need a pedal brand. I'm just going to do a quick scan, check that I've got
You've
everything.
You've got Old Blood Noise Endeavors, I
You've
believe,
got Noi Neighbor, Pigtronics.
Very good brand.
I'm going to go for...
Tech 21. Oh, no, it's a 20.
None of those that you said. I'm going to go for Alexander pedals.
Oh,
something
very nice.
A little bit off the beaten path. So my pedal lineup is JHS, Wampler, and Alexander. Rounding out my store... At how many brands have I got
You've
there?
You've got the most brands out of
I've
all of
I've got the most brands.
You've
I've got
9, 10 brands?
10 brands. 10 brands, all for 200 points. I don't need to trade anything else. I'm all done.
So let's go through everyone's individual shops then.
Yeah, I guess everyone should... I was thinking that everyone should pick like a highlight from every brand that they've got. The key window items.
That would be a great idea if we hadn't already been podcasting longer than the normal episode. But Jay Cross, your brand at the
Did
moment.
You just turn him down.
No. We're gonna
mute Matt.
We're definitely gonna do it. It's just I'm gonna try and do it with
just read out a moderate amount of speed. Read out the brands that are in your store. That's what we should do.
So Fender.
What's your shop called?
Jay's Guitar Shop.
Cool.
I'll come up with a good pun later, but right now it's Jay's Guitar Shop. Actually, maybe I don't want my name in it. Think about it.
It could just be like an X on
crossroads.
The front of the shop. Full cross.
No.
Oh, it has to be crossroads.
That will bring in the wrong type of person.
Crossroads
that,
music.
I don't want those people coming in.
Read your brands.
Fender, boom. Squire, boom. MXR, thank you very much. Roland, hello there. Strymon, bloody lovely. Morgan, please give me your checkbook. Dark Glass, thank you very much. And come on, Juan. Come on, Nick. Come on, boys. Come on, girls. Come on down for a bloody little good pedal mess about with Earthquaker Devices.
It's not a bad little lineup. Matthew Knight, what are you rocking?
Right. Welcome to Coffee and Riffs, right? Because we do coffee and we've got riffs.
Matt, you've this never played it. A riff in your life. You play ambient drone.
Yeah, that's a riff. One note's a riff. As long as that note modulates, that's fine. So we've got Boss, best brand ever made, hands
Mate,
down.
You're so loud.
I've been in the same position and not moved my mic again. I'm just excited. I've got Mayonnaise, you know, nice little boutique brand, and do some weird basses for the Joe Branton. It's out there. Don't want to go to his shop because he's only got Yamaha. Supro, nice range of pedals and amps. Matchless, nice expensive amplifiers. Eastman, Keeley, Victory, Sur, and then Eventide, just for the H9.
Yeah, totally. I have to say, Matt, I think that is the second best shop that has been read out
it's
so
a really
far.
Good shop. Really good shop.
Okay, so my store, because, you know, people that own music shops are in no way egomaniacs, mine is going to be called the Mark Packham Rock and Roll Experience.
And I can't believe you want your name on the outside.
I won't ever be there. I'll just get like some minions and I'll just turn up eventually and be like, tidy up.
The thing is once Joe's shop inevitably goes out of business because he's drunk all the profits, I'm going to take all of his, like Monopoly, I'm going to take all of his brands.
Maybe that should
and then make him work in the shop.
Maybe that should be the question to the viewers. Which of these shops is going to go out of business fastest?
Viewers, huh?
No,
viewers.
Which would they like to visit is the question. Anyway, Mark Packham Rock and Roll Experience. We got Marshall and we got Milkman for covering our amps. Guitar-wise, we've got Reverend, Dan Electro. We've got Atkin for your acoustics, Chapman and Charvel. And then for your pedals, JHS, Wampler and Alexander Pedals. What a lineup.
Very I tell you good, what, it's a great good. Great
really
lineup.
Yeah. Really good. And then over at Billy Bow Guitars, although I do really still like the Sheehanton guitars, I think I might stick with Sheehanton. We're rocking actually the least amount of brands, but the most amount of quality. We've got Music Man. We've got Line 6. We've got Yamaha. We've got Hampstead Soundworks, Hartkey, Walrus Audio and Fidelity. That is everything from boutique guitars to a fantastic range of signature models and sort of custom shop high quality built Californian instruments. Then we've got everything that comes with Yamaha, from the Pacificas right up to the BB basses. And then from Line 6, we're of course rocking all the Variaxes and the incredible Helix range, a wonderful load of boutique amps from Hampstead Soundworks, Hartkey providing our low end, and then Walrus Audio for those extra effects, and of course Fidelity for some quality British boutiqueness.
That's a good lineup.
It's Hartkey that throws it out for me, Joe.
Yeah, Hartkey make fantastic bass amps. There's no point selling Yamaha basses having a load
just
of BB basses.
Yeah,
I just want
BB
some real amp. I really
broad
like Hartkey stuff. Hartkey stuff is great. Anyway, that's
there we go. So I think, we've ended up with the Fantasy Guitar Shop Draft 2019, the first annual Fantasy Guitar Shop Draft 2019. Quite a success. We'll put the stores up on Facebook and then you can vote on them. How about that?
Yeah.
I definitely think that before you should get the template up.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll put that in the group somewhere.
I reckon we could do another one like this, but you have to build the fantasy pedal board and we put loads of individual pedals on there.
That is it for us here on the regular episode of the Guitar Nerds podcast. We'll be continuing over on the Patreon, where I guess we're going to be talking a bit more about this and taking some questions from the Facebook group, Instagram and Twitter. So over on Patreon, for as little as $1 a month, you can support the Guitar Nerds podcast. $1 a month gets you the regular episode ad-free and early. $5 gets you the Patreon episode, and $10 a month makes you an executive producer and gets your name read out. Currently still in one breath by me. Ready?
Yeah. Ready.
How does Match of the Day go?
Oh, goddammit.
Christian Lund Hansen, John Pearson, John Mayer, Slowly Burning in a Dancing Moon, Zach Melton, Jim Walters, Keith Adams, Steve Ferguson, Eric Brown, Christopher Franklin, Andy Joyce, John Anglin, Adam Royce Chris, Jake Cutwell, Robert Josephs, Robert Cruz, Scott Hamilton, Tucker Amadon, Ernie Cooper, Ross Edwards, Nate Nagel, Stephen Hinch, Rob Grant, Matt Roberts, Dave Lee, Emmy James Baker, Juan Curry, Aaron Salmon, Blake Wyland, Andrew Goody, Jamie Kemp, Jake Gray, Matt Bellamy, Martin Cliff, Scott Kennedy, Christopher Lawson, Hans Arms, Robert Smith, Eric Rich, Chris Connors, Robert Nordwick, Duncan Watson, Eddie Bentley, Steve Merkel, DJ Marcos, Michael McRae, Carlos Mancha, Andy McKenzie, Brad Page, Blair Tom, Scott O'Brien, Laurie Anstis, Paul Corrigan, Will Blair, Mook, Robert Hilton, said Adrian Day, Ken Sayers, Matthew King, Scott Kane, Sean Oliver, Crystal Walter, Cuphead, Sad.
Oh, that was
Shall I tell
fun.
You what? It's not even fun anymore. It actually hurts now. I actually feel close to pass it. Before it was like, oh yeah, this is fun. Listen to how well I can do. Now it just, by the end, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to pass out.
Actually bad for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So more people sign up, the closer he is to death.
Yes. Thanks.
That'd be great.
So follow us on Instagram, at Twitter, at Guitar Nerds. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Guitar Nerds Forum. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Guitar Nerds. That's it for this week. We'll be continuing over the Patreon for more of this guitar nerdery. Farewell.
Cheers, gang.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.